We're looking forward. You're going to be in San Antonio at UTSA, and you're going to be at Bernie with the Performing Arts Society. How's the tour going? How are you guys doing, and are you looking forward to being here in South Texas?
Oh, absolutely. The tour is going very well. We just started our winter tour, is what we call it, in January, early January, first week in California. And we've been kind of working the West Coast from, and then we're headed back east, and we'll stop in Texas on our way back. So yeah, we're really excited. We've been doing well, sell out shows in Vegas. So we're really excited about what's going on with the tour, and can't wait to get to Texas.
I'm curious, how is it dealing with the different spaces? I mean, if we think of a traditional sort of marching band, that, you know, it might be interesting to be in different theaters. And how do you guys utilize the space?
That is one of our challenges on a day-to-day basis, is how do we make it work in the different environments? Because we go from, you know, some big theaters where we have plenty of space to some high schools like Bernie, in some cases where we have to make a lot of adjustments. But we, you know, that's part of somewhat of the marching band world, is that you make adjustments. When people are missing, we always use the term cover down, and we do just that. We just make adjustments, and the cast members are so accustomed to it that we just make them on the fly, and they're very flexible, and we can do that. So that's one of the great talents of the cast itself, is being able to make those adjustments and changes when necessary.
Well, we're looking forward to Drumline Live next Wednesday at 7:30 with Bernie Performing Arts Society. Is it, I imagine it's a fun challenge to not only have music, but to work in this sort of choreography as well.
Oh, yeah, well, choreography is just as essential to the music. I mean, we, with our show, there's no such thing as just standing still playing music. I mean, every phase of it has some form of choreography, and we think that's just as integral part of the show, and the excitement and the energy of the show is that portion, is, you know, the music and then the choreography along with it. So it is. Like I said, it's essential and integral form of the art form that we're putting on stage. So it's essential and fun for everyone. We don't necessarily say that we're the only ones that have to get in there and stand up and dance. You know, we encourage the audience to participate with us. So we want you to have fun too.
I imagine this is a show for all ages, but I imagine if someone had been in their high school band or had marched, that they might have some good memories and really enjoy what you guys take this to a new level.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we always come up to, a lot of people come up to us and say, yeah, it reminds me of when I was in my band and in high school or college, or even if they didn't march, they just remember playing an instrument and how much fun they had creating and playing music. You know, it's one of those things that once you do it, you just most people have a passion for it. And making music and playing music is so much fun. It is music that we have for all ages. We kind of have a full spectrum of music, from hip hop, current music, to we do big band jazz music. So it's kind of something for everyone in every genre, and every age group can find something that they can enjoy in this show.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to it. We're happy you're coming to Bernie, and you guys are going to be at UTSA, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Where can folks, do you guys have a website that folks can check things out at?
Absolutely. DrumlineLive.com is our website, and we have our schedule, and you can go from there to find clips and pictures and some other things of the show. So yeah, drumlinelive.com.
All right.
You can go right there for information.
Oh, cool. Well, Reggie, it's great to talk to you today. Thanks so much.
No, thank you. Look forward to it. Can't wait to get to Texas.